the days of our strife, the young and the toothless, ruthless. It's a different night tonight. But it's all good, isn't it? All right. Y'all aren't mad at me, are you? Okay, good. Okay. So he said, with long life, he'd satisfy you. Psalms 91:16. So the promise of long life is for all of us. The New Jerusalem translation says, life that is long and full. Isn't that nice? Now think about it. Do you want to live a life that's selfish and self-focused, and all about you and me, myself, and I, and me, myself, and I, and everywhere you go, me, myself, and I, and they play a song, me, myself, and I, and people get around you and they want to throw up because you talk about me, myself, and I 24/7. Can you get you got to get delivered from yourself and start thinking about other people. Albert Einstein said, only a life lived for others is a life worth living. The Bible says in the end times there will be those that will be lovers of themselves. Selfish. I'm not saying you are. Don't get mad at me. I'm just talking principle across the board. Word. What, the minute you get free of all your issues, all your problems, and get your eyes off yourself and start getting them on people is when life starts to make sense. And then you start living to serve and impacting people. And then by doing that, your life takes on significance because, listen, success is at it. I coined this term. Success, not what I thought you said. I thought so. Success is, listen to me closely, is this. Anybody can be a success if you work hard enough. Success is adding value to yourself. Significance is when you add value to others. What do you do with your success and how do you advance other people is when you're successful. Did you get that? So we have to get, in order to reach the lost or reach the world around, you got to get delivered from yourself. Because all you'll be doing is introvert, and the devil say, yeah, you got that problem, and you got this problem, and you got that problem, and you said, yeah, I got that problem. And you sit there all day long, introvert, and while the world around you passes by, your purpose passes by, and you're self-consumed versus consumed with God and what moves his heart, which is people. Because Catherine Kuhlman said, the only great possession that I have in this earth is my love for people. Hello? Is this helping you tonight? So the days of our life are 70, which is 70, then 10 is 80, and then the Bible says if by reason of use, in other words, you're being productive, you could ask God for more. You have to create a legacy. You have to create an impact on culture. You have to use your life. You know, I went back for my 20-year reunion to high school, you know, just a few years back. And you know, when I went there, I went there just to love on people and be normal, you know. I didn't walk in talking King Jimmy. Thus knowest thou, I'm here as thou, the minister is thou as thou. Everybody wanted to get a barf bag. Oh, normal. Be normal. Most people think I'm on a plane or something. They think I'm a businessman. And that's good. I'm doing my job. I'm not talking King James or acting weird, you know. You know, Jesus was here, he'd be normal. He'd be very normal. I mean, there was a little guy named Zacchaeus. He was a little midget. He was in the Wizard of Oz movie. We're off to see the wizard. And he followed Jesus because, you know, the multitudes pressed him, Brother Philip. They couldn't get to him, you know. And so he's following, but he can't get through the crowd. You know, when you love something and you want something bad enough, you'll get through the crowd. When you love God, you'll get to God. Zacchaeus was a little midget, you know. He's about 4'2". His Levi's had to be altered. Some of you say, what did he say? No, forget it. He climbed up in a tree. Man, when you get hungry to climb a tree for God, then you're hungry for God. Amen. Well, brother, could you help us at the church and the children? Well, I really don't feel led to do that. And I say, maybe there's too much lead. That went over your head too. Some of you got it. Lead, you know, wait, paint. All right, forget it. My name is Chris D'Amico. I approve this message. It's a different night tonight, man. I don't know why. Maybe there's humor in this house. The bishop, he done tapped over into the joy department of God. He said, joy department, Brother Philip, give it to him. Aren't you glad you have a pastor who's happy? And sit around, wear Kleenex boxes out. So Zacchaeus, he's a little midget, you know, climbed a tree. Man, when you climb a tree to get to Jesus, you're a hungry camper. Amen. You got to get hungry for God. Come on. Jesus is walking along, and you know what? God can always see your hunger. He's walking along. There's people all over, and he looks. Hey, I commend Jesus, Zacchaeus. He didn't call him Shorty or nothing like that. Shorty, that would embarrass him. He didn't do that. He could have, but he didn't. He said, Zacchaeus, come down here. You're going to have lunch with me today. Amen. Could you imagine that? Now, tell me, does that reflect a relational God or does it reflect a relational? Jesus is relational. Turn to somebody and say relational. That's the kind of God you have. He wants to have lunch with you. You know, sometimes in breakfast I'll set out a bowl of cereal and I'll put one for me and one for Jesus, you know? And then he'll always tell me, I don't want to eat that today, so go ahead and eat it. He always give me the extra bowl. Man, this is different tonight. See? He says, Zacchaeus, come down. We're going to have lunch today. Does that say anything to you tonight? How much he loves you? He just wants to talk with you, be normal. Paul said, I became all things to all men to win some. Nobody understands you like him. Some of you may be saying, no one understands me. Well, Hebrews 4:15 says, you have not a high priest, Jesus Christ the righteous, who cannot be easily touched with the feelings of your infirmities, was tempted like you in every way, yet without sin. Therefore, he was tempted in everything you're tempted with. He was touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He knows everything that you go through. Then it says, therefore, verse 16, let us come boldly unto the throne room of grace. To receive mercy. See, look at that. Mercy. Mercy's here tonight. The first thing when you run to God is mercy. Mercy. Everybody say mercy. Aren't you glad for his mercy? Lamentations 3:23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. Just blew out a few eardrums. Sorry. Acoustics, we'll get some carpet, soften things. On the walls, you know, carpets on the wall, you know. Yeah. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. You know that song, Great is his faithfulness? Wow. Deuteronomy 7:9 says his faithfulness is to 1,000 generations. Even when we're unfaithful, he remains faithful because he can't deny himself. Psalms 139, verse 19 said, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Mother Teresa said, I don't want to be successful, I just want to be faithful. 2 Corinthians 4:2, more of what's required of a steward, he'd be found faithful. If you just be faithful, you'll be successful. Are you there? I heard Brother Hagin say, I don't know if any of you know who he is, but he said, some people called to the ministry, they're either not called or they're hopelessly unfaithful. Psalms 101 verse 6 says, my eyes, listen to this, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. One translation, Berkeley, says that they might be my associates. And you have been faithful. And a faithful, listen to this, and faithful man or woman shall abound with much blessings. If you knew that faithfulness was the prerequisite or the doorway for promotion, you'd work hard just to be faithful. Be faithful with your tithe, faithful to sow, faithful to come to church, faithful to your family, faithful on your job, the little things. It's little foxes that spoil the vine. Did you know that? Song of Solomon 2 and 5. It's the little things that spoil things. And Jesus said, if you're not faithful in that which is another man's, how should you be given that which is your own? Now, I'm sure of it. Pastor and his wife, before they were entrusted to be your pastor, they had to be faithful in another man's. Am I right? How many years did you serve? 20-some years? How many years, Pastor Joe, you and your precious wife serve in the ministry under previous leadership? How many years?
10 years
serving. See? So you have to be faithful for God to promote. And when you get promoted, I don't know why I'm talking about it, but I'm going to follow God. When you get promoted, it's not about you, it's about responsibility. Are you listening to me? God wants to promote you, but you got to be responsible with little things. Amen? Like at work. I don't know why I'm starting to meddle. Like at work, can you show up on time? That was good, Brother Chris. If you're in the ministry and they need you to do this in the nursery, I need you to show up, committed, and you don't show up. You know, Proverbs 25:19 says, putting confidence in an unfaithful man, listen to this, it's like running with a broken foot and chewing with a broken tooth. You know, yeah, you said it. Ouch. It hurts. You ever run with a broken foot? The thought of it hurts, and chewing with broken teeth? That's what it means when you're unfaithful to an employer or to the church or even to God. I want to be faithful. I want God to rely on me. That crazy Italian, that crazy Brother Chris, if I tell him to do so, if I tell him to jump over a pew, he'll jump. Come on now. Because we want to be obedient. And Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, thou shalt eat the good of the land. Woo, man, there's rewards for obedience. Amen. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be crushed by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It's not that God will crush you. The enemy will. You can trace every breakdown, whether it be on the job, in your home, or anything, to unfaithfulness. And even in there, there's grace and mercy, like I told you. Right? We all need that, don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. Is this helping you tonight? So he said, the days of our life are 70, which is 70, then 10 is 80. And if by reason of use, he'll give you more, which is another, so 80. And some people say, you know, in Genesis 3, God, you know, gave him 120 years. I don't know. Does anybody want to live 120 years? Do you? Man, when things start leaking, I'm out of here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. When things leaking all over the place, just take me on to home. Be only God, take me home, Jesus. I don't want to wear Pampers. Man, it's a different night. But see, now think about it. Life that's long and full. God wants your life to be full of him, full of blessings, full of increase. Psalms 115, verse 14. And the Lord shall increase you more and more and more. You and your family increase blessing. You're highly favored of God. Say, really? Yeah, read the scriptures. The Bible tells you these things. So give me a few scriptures. Okay, great. Psalms 5:12 says you're shielded with favor. You know what favor is? It's like going to the supermarket. You step on the black mat and the door swings open. You got favor with God and man. See, Luke 2:52 says Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. You got favor with airlines. You got favor with doctors. You got favor with postal service. You got favor with your bank. You got favor with your husband. You got favor with your wife. You got favor on the job. Everybody say favor.
Favor.
Are you there? You know what a favor is? God does favors for you. You ever see somebody say, well, let me do a favor for you? That's what God does. When you have favor on you, God's doing favor. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So life that's long and full. Now, my parents went home to be with the Lord, and you know what? They lived a life of legacy. My dad loved God. My mom loved God. They weren't perfect. None of us are. But I could hear them, you know. I could hear my dad stepped over. I could hear the Lord like say, well done, the good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. See, if you want God to give you more, you have to be faithful of what you have now. Hello? Hello?